whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's go down there right now to Campos Marina where they got those really fine big fat shrimp that are willing to die for the cause. Let's talk to Robbie Campo back from a Kentucky deer hunt. Robbie, kind of recap your deer hunt. You ended it sounded like it was tough in the beginning, but you ended up pretty good.
Well, you know, Don, yeah, it was a little tough in the beginning. We got a temperature drop up there and, you know, a little bit of weather change and got those deer on their feet and I was hunting with my crossbow, so I was, you know, and I got, you know, it was, I like shooting my compound, but I got to where I'm, I guess I'm getting lazy, but it works just as, it works just like shooting a rifle, man. It's almost like cheating, to tell you the truth, but I tell you, I killed, I wound up, well, I don't like using the word kill because a lot of people get offended by that, but I harvested a real nice non-pointer. And I finished tagging out for the season. So we did, you know, we did very well up there. We had three of us hunting. We wound up taking six, one non-pointer and five does. So we had a good trip. It was really fun, but I'm glad to be back home. They got about a foot of snow on the ground up there right now.
You got out of Dodge just in time.
I got out of there just in time. Exactly. So,
hey, you know, and you made a good shot on that deer too. To explain what you had to do. And you would have never got that deer with a compound bow.
Well, the way the deer was coming in, the deer came in on my right side. I'm a right-handed shooter. And I mean, he was directly off my right side. So I was like, well, and I pulled this off before with the rifle, but I said, never with a crossbow. I said, well, you've done it before with a, you know, I killed one in Canada left-handed. I said, well, let's try it out. So, I had to wait for him to take a step front because he was behind a tree. And as soon as he took that one step where I could get a clean shot on him, I wound up pulling it off and I shot him between the front shoulder, you know, right in front of the front shoulder and the neck. And I dropped him right there. And I tell you, Don, that broadhead was in his spine so far that I had to unscrew the arrow off the broadhead off of the arrow and dig it out when I cleaned him. Those things are pretty deadly, man. If the Indians would have had a crossbow back in the day, I just don't know if we would have.
Yeah, they would have been a lot more formidable foe.
Oh, hell yeah. You better believe it. These things are just like shooting a rifle just about, you know. Yeah. So,
well, Robbie, on this show, we don't worry about offending people with the kill word.
Well,
that's what we're doing. We kill. When somebody says they harvested, I think of going out and harvesting potatoes, melatons. You harvest vegetables. You basically kill animals. And, it's part of the life cycle.
I had a customer come up to me and tell me that when we were talking about after a deer hunting trip a few years ago, said, you know, it's the word is not kill, it's harvested. And I was like, yeah. Well, you know what? So maybe somebody was a liberal or something. I don't know.
Well, political correctness is time for, yeah, we don't do that
exactly.
Here on this show. We say what
well,
it is.
Well, that's good. I like to know that. That's good to know.
Well, Robbie, let's get to the fishing, man. Last couple of days, the weather's just really sucked, huh? Yeah.
You know, I haven't had a person fishing here in a week. And guess who just pulled up? R.J. Boudreaux. He's sitting in a lot right now. So
hide the women and children in your checkbook. hide everything. That's the guy that rents shrimp. I never heard of anybody wanted to rent shrimp. You know, he go takes them out. If he uses them, he pays for them. If not, he wants to sell them back to you. You know.
So we got about a 10-mile-an-hour northwest wind here. Water temperature is 40 degrees, 40.8 actually at Lake Bourne, and the air temperature is the same thing according to the buoy at Lake Bourne right here. So. We talk about this Redfish Jubilee. We had a little bit of that happen day before yesterday. So that would have been Thursday evening. We had a few redfish show up in the bayou, but they were all undersized. Let me say this. Most of them are undersized. today, if you're going fishing, and you want to try that, that's going to be one option for you, because I think you'll probably be able to catch some there with the temperature, the water the way it is.
Right.
Because it usually takes, 40 degree water temperature to be able to make this happen, very cold like it is. And, the one component that we don't have is low water, but it is falling. So, if those three things line up, they may get some of those fish in the bayou up there by the drawbridge today.
And we want to remind people to be respectful. Yeah, and we want to remind people to be respectful of the property owners. Don't leave trash there. If they're kind enough to let you fish off their dock or close to it, please respect their property.
Yeah, and be careful, because if a bunch of people are out there, you can bet wildlife's going to be checking, making sure that you're not doing well. That's right, exactly. We don't want anybody to get no ticket, because no redfish is worth the ticket, and it's not cheap. I know people that's paid that fine. It's not cheap, so don't do that. That's not going to be good. Now, what I can tell you is Wednesday was a really nasty day. Our good friend Todd Messon fished up at the wall up in Chalmette, and they smoked them up there, but the water temperature was 54 degrees. There's a difference between what it was Wednesday and what it is today. They caught a bunch of trout up at the wall in Chalmette. They're fishing with mirror lures because nobody has any live bait at this time of the year. Live bait I don't know. Now we're going to try it again when it warms up Monday or Tuesday. But as of right now, I could tell you, we don't have any. We did get some minnows in. We got a guy went and caught some minnows. So we do have some live minnows in the tanks, and we got plenty of dead shrimp here on hand. But it's that time of the year. So that's it. There you have it.
All right. Well, everybody, wrap up. Stay warm. Tell RJ good luck. I hope he catches some of those. I know he likes to fish redfish, so hopefully he gets some of those. And congratulations on your deer with the left-handed shot. That was a nice end to your trip.
That was it was, and look, Don, it wasn't a super buck, it wasn't nothing that I would put on a wall, but he was a really good 130-inch 9-point, so it worked out. I'm glad I got him. So, all right, bud, well, we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shelby.